This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberlein. Fire towers were started back in the teens of the last century, and often it was simply a tree with a ladder nailed to the side and a stand on top in the early days. But during the 20s and 30s, they evolved into wonderful metal structures with a small cabin or cab on top where the fire lookout would perch for the hot season and keep an eye out for smoke in the distance. I have some favorite fire towers that have been places I've returned to over and over again. A couple of thoughts about fire towers before we start, though. First of all, the cabins or cabs are usually locked these days, and that's okay. You don't need to go in there. Occasionally, they are gated and locked at the bottom of the stairs heading up the tower. If that's the case, it's not a tower for you to climb. Leave it be and do not trespass. But most lookout towers in the western United States, you may climb the stairs to the landing just below the cab and have an incredible view because these towers were picked to put on locations where lookouts could see the most area to report fire starts. Now, one of my favorites is the Grand View Lookout Tower, just south of the Grand Canyon on the Kaibab National Forest. This tower is about 80 feet tall. That gets the cab well above the ponderosa pines in the area and gives you an incredible view of the Grand Canyon to the north and the San Francisco peaks and volcanic cinder craters to the south of Grand Canyon. What a marvelous spot for a family outing, as long as you're not afraid of heights. How do you get there? Well, about 10 miles east of the South Rim Village on the East Rim Drive, that's Highway 64, look for a right-hand turn that says Fire Road 310 or Coconino Rim Road. It's also signed with an Arizona trail sign because this particular fire lookout is a trailhead for the Arizona Trail, which heads north into the Grand Canyon or south toward Flagstaff from this location. From the turn off the East Rim Drive, go about 15 miles south and you'll meet the junction of Forest Road 310. It is a crossroad. Follow it, continuing to the southeast, and look for the well-signed turn to the lookout tower. There's informal camping in this area, in the Kaibab National Forest. Pay attention to signs. Don't go too far off the road. And pay attention to fire closures. Use only existing fire rings when in this area. It does get quite a bit of use during the season. So looking forward to seeing you ready to take a gorgeous view from a lookout tower. This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberlein.